This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, tease me.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We're going to find out what Leanne has got coming up for the fourth hour. She's going to be hosting the fourth hour. And as we were just talking during the break, we really don't want to have only career politicians and lawyers in Washington. And I think this is a very key thing. There is not anything that prohibits this. You know, when you have Elizabeth Warren talking about this conflict of interest, she's saying this is going to be unconstitutional. She said, Donald Trump, if he doesn't sell off his assets, could be at risk of violating the Constitution. It blocks the president from accepting any present emolument. I can't even pronounce that, so I don't even. But don't take one because it's against the Constitution. Any kind of office or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. Mm. Now, when I look at that, Leanne, I wonder, did she have a problem with Hillary Clinton taking gifts from a Saudi prince?
Saudi Arabia, the million-dollar birthday present for Bill Clinton. I don't think so.
Yeah, Qatar and all them. They bragged about the fact, and then they took it down. They said, yeah, we've contributed about 25% of what Hillary Clinton's gotten. Saudi prince said that at one point in time.
Right.
What about all the foreign governments that bought influence with Hillary Clinton through the Clinton Foundation, and yet Elizabeth Warren didn't seem to have a problem with those ethics. It seems like her ethics are very much a partisan issue to me, and I'm very concerned about this because this is going to be a key point of attack. They may even try to impeach Donald Trump over this. They're going to be fighting him continually over the money that he has, and yet Politico points out that rolling in all the real estate and the royalty contracts, all the other orphan businesses that he has, like wineries and steak businesses, it's a little hard to imagine any public companies that resemble what his business is. So he's not going to just be able to roll this all together and do some kind of an IPO or roll this off to somebody else. He's got a very complicated, very diverse business situation here. Yeah. And it's a hodgepodge of things. They said it could take a while. It could take at least a year. So all that time, they're going to say you've got a conflict of interest. They're going to be constantly attacking him on that. So that is another fight that we're going to be fighting in terms of understanding that we've had other presidents who had businesses, and they didn't. George Washington didn't have to sell his farm. He returned to it afterwards, and that was a point of honor. And yet, there again, we see them complaining because look at all these generals that Donald Trump has appointed. Yeah, you know, we've had some pretty good generals as president. We had General Washington. We had General Eisenhower. We had some good generals as president.
Well, that's why he wants a retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn at his side, because he doesn't believe he doesn't trust the intelligence information coming from those currently in charge.
Nor should he.
Right. And how dare he? He's not a patriot for not just buying up what these 17 intelligence agencies are saying is fact, without presenting you any evidence.
Tell us what we got coming up in the fourth hour.
Well, Owen Schroyer will be joining me at the bottom half, and I know he's really outraged and ready to rant about this whole Meryl Streep thing with Hollywood, and thank goodness the American people are just finally done with these people as our heroes who can lecture us and tell us what to do. That's why Streep, she's ranting and raving to her own comrade there. But we're also going to talk a little bit about, you know, who is behind the takedown of Drudge. Meanwhile, we've got New York Times urging fascism against Breitbart, the totalitarian authoritarianism, and then just the party of Davos. The Davos Economic Forum is coming up here in January, and it'll be very interesting to see how they discuss this populist uprising that's going. People are rejecting their globalism around the world, and these are the people attending the party of Davos. They're the ones who are really benefiting from this globalist agenda. So it'll be interesting to see the pushback there.
And as I pointed out, they use Hollywood to give that a real glossy appearance and to sell that to the American public. You know, globalism and a one-world government, that's a real sexy thing. You know, the Hollywood elite like it. Then you just ought to go with the banking elite. Everybody, all the elites of all these industries, just tell us what to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting the fourth hour. Thank you very much.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host for the fourth hour, Leanne McAdoo. Owen Schroyer is going to be joining me at the bottom half of the hour. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the pushback against the Hollywood elites lecturing us and telling us what's what. Apparently, they didn't get the memo. Donald Trump has been elected, and nobody is listening to them anymore. But, you know, Michael Moore and his ilk are now calling for 100 days of resistance against the Trump presidency. Meryl Streep is calling on the foreign press to do their job and, you know, fight every Donald Trump at every single turn. But before the break, David Knight was kind of talking about the conflicts of interest and how that's going to be something that we're really going to have to be combating with. And, you know, I know here at InfoWars, we also kind of push back against the nepotism and, you know, you just giving your comrades there the good, cushy jobs, the corporatism. So it's sort of interesting to see Donald Trump is putting Jared Kushner, for instance, his son-in-law, he is going to be there with the direct ear of the president. And, of course, Ivanka Trump is going to have a very pivotal role in President Trump's White House. And normally maybe that would kind of put up some red flags for me. But frankly, who the heck can Donald Trump trust? That's how I feel with having his family. Not only, you know, have they proven themselves to be very astute in the business world, so they do kind of know what they're talking about in that respect, but here we have people, an establishment, who has made no bones about the fact that they are absolutely against a Donald Trump presidency, even to the point where we have people calling for 100 days of resistance, season of civil disobedience, in response to Donald Trump. Yes, there we go. Son-in-law Jared Kushner is going to be named the senior White House advisor. So a lot of people are saying, oh, goodness, well, here we go with this nepotism. But Donald Trump has said, this was back in August, that he doesn't trust the intelligence information that's coming out. He doesn't trust the information coming from those currently in charge. This was his blunt explanation for why he wants retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn at his side as he was getting these classified intelligence briefings at FBI headquarters. He wanted someone on his side that he could actually trust. Now, why is that? Well, if you'll recall, in the days running up to the election, there was this narrative that Donald Trump was a loose cannon. That was the buzzword at the time, loose cannon. And we saw actually with the WikiLeaks, the DNC was actually putting that out in their emails. We need to use the term loose cannon. So we had Harry Reid. I want you to take a listen to what Harry Reid was telling a reporter at the time of how they should treat the loose cannon Donald Trump.
Give him fake briefings. Pretend you're briefing him. Don't tell him anything that you don't want to get out. That's how I feel about it. I think that the man is a loose cannon. I think he's done so much to hurt our country with our international relations already.
But as a Republican nominee, isn't he entitled to get those briefings?
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means he'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
You're basically telling the intelligence community to lie to him.
No, I'm not going to lie to you, but I just want to tell you everything.
It's not a lie. It's fake news. So there you see. Obviously, Harry Reid got the memo from the DNC that he needs to refer to Donald Trump as a loose cannon. So like we know, it's the fake left-right divide. They're all kind of colluding together. So here, Donald Trump knows he's going to be getting these fake intel briefings. Here we have Harry Reid just saying this on live national television. Give him a fake intel briefing. Because they truly did not think that he was going to become the next president of the United States of America. So now, fast forward a few months, we have the CIA and all of these 17 intelligence agencies are just so upset, and they're really, they feel like Donald Trump is delegitimizing these agencies by daring to question the information that they're bringing him, by daring to say, you know what, bring me some proof, let's wait a little bit, let's not just, you know, put troops on the ground there in Russia, let's see what's actually going to come from this briefing. And as we see, it really still wasn't that much. They basically took to social media and RT. That was the evidence that they offered up of this Russian interference with the election. So I want to play this clip of Chuck Schumer, and I think you'll hear it in his voice, but if you can see it, if you're watching this at Infowars.com/show, to even look at the look on his face, to just the creepiness that is oozing out of this man, and then ask yourself, would you trust these groups that they're saying give them your undivided loyalty?
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were
I don't know.
Wow. I mean, what a creepy, creepy man. And then for him to just say this, you take on the intelligence community. They got six ways to Sunday to take care of you. Hello. So are we talking a JFK scenario here? Because as you recall, JFK famously said that he wanted to shatter the CIA into a million pieces. you know, so that was the energy that I got from that little comment he gave to Rachel Maddow, to Mr. Maddow on their show. Frankly, what the heck do you have up your sleeve? If Donald Trump is going to question what you've got, it is a coup. We have here these two branches of the government, basically, that are going to be fighting with each other. And so it's basically you take us at our word and we're going to go to war with Russia. Obama's already, you know, assembling troops around the border. And Donald Trump is saying, no, why can't we have better relations with Russia? I don't understand. So that's going to be some major pushback that we're going to have our eyes out for, because people are already saying once Trump gets in, he's going to find out how little friendliness we do share with Russia. So that'll be very interesting to see if Donald Trump indeed does change his stance on that. Now, another thing that we've got people saying that Donald Trump, Harry Reid famously just there said that he messed up our foreign relations with some other nations already. Of course, he was speaking about Mexico and China. We have the Chinese state tabloid warning Trump, if he ends the one China policy, China will take revenge. So, of course, this one China policy, there's basically disagreement about who is the legitimate government. China says there's only one, People's Republic of China, and that's versus the Republic of China and Taiwan. Beijing considers a self-governing Taiwan a renegade province, ineligible for state-to-state relations. So it's a very sensitive subject for China. And so the order has always just been, you deal with China, you don't deal with Taiwan. So, of course, when Donald Trump took that phone call there, that just kind of ruffled the feathers of China. So they said, you know what, if you try to go against what's been the standing order, we are going to take revenge. Well, and Donald Trump, of course, didn't stand down to that. He said, you know what, the deal's bad and we're going to renegotiate. It's not a good deal for the U.S. Well, now we've got Alibaba's Jack Ma saying that he wants job creation. He's going to focus on small businesses. He had a great meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. So this is Alibaba's executive chairman. Of course, that's kind of like the Amazon there for China. And he wants to create a million plus new jobs over the next 5 years, U.S. jobs. So he says this is Alibaba's expansion would focus on products like garments, wine, and fruits, especially in the Midwest. So here we kind of have a little competition with Amazon, with Alibaba. So, you know, that's good. A little competition is good. It doesn't allow monopoly. And it doesn't allow people to come in and decide, you know, buy off the government with their lobbyists. And here, Donald Trump putting his foot down and saying, look, I don't serve China. I'm not going to bow down to the president of China or the president, the king of Saudi Arabia. I am serving the American people, and I want to do what's in the best interest of America. So I'm not going to stand down and bow to you as you refuse to give me the proper deboarding of my presidential plane because you disrespect me so much like they did with Obama. He's saying, no, I serve the American interests. And so here we have Jack Ma, who's very powerful, saying, you know what, I'm going to work with the president. So I think that's very exciting. Some very exciting news. And now we'll move on to this call for 100 days of resistance against the Trump presidency, because there's going to be a lot of this, a lot of lecturing from our elites in Hollywood telling us that we need to be outraged and that we need to delegitimize Trump. So they are going to have a very massive protest during the presidential inauguration, and there's going to be the Women's March on Washington to protest Donald Trump's inauguration. Michael Moore, who did predict that Donald Trump was going to become the president, he is now saying that he wants people to get up off their butt and to join this protest, that he wants them to be there en masse. He says Donald Trump is so narcissistic that he's going to be really, really offended if there's a lot of people there who don't like him. So that's the effect he really wants to make. But he's calling for protests and resistance actions to be staged throughout the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. So this is also in alignment with what we have, these George Soros groups who are also calling for continued protests just nonstop, of course, in all of these cities that were in support of Hillary Clinton. So you're going to see it on the East and West Coast, or a lot of these sanctuary cities. This is where your protests are going to be taking place, just at least for the first 3 months of Donald Trump's presidency, just to exhaust the American people. But frankly, it's time for everyone to just accept the fact Donald Trump's going to be your president. And let's give him a chance. It's time to move on. Time to put the Obama presidency in the past where it belongs and move on to bigger and better things. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk about the new world order.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. With over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo with you for the fourth hour overdrive. And everyone is elated. 2017, new year, new me. 2016 was such a great year for all of us. We actually were able to fight against this globalist takeover. A lot of people woke up around the globe and were able to fight back against the establishment and their New World Order agenda. But as we have shown you, they are not going to take this sitting down. You know, you can throw the stone at Goliath, but you got to take off his head. So this is why Alex has introduced the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. We've got to get out there. If they're going to be protesting, we got to get out there and protest as well. So we need our energy. We need to be strong and healthy and resolute in our bodies as well as our minds. So that's why we want you to join the InfoWars Life Store. Go ahead and visit there to get the Liberty Pack. This is our 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. Every liberty lover needs to join this intellectual fight against the globalists, against all the toxic garbage that they're feeding us, not only with the television, the food, the water, the air. We're constantly under attack. Every single level of our bodies is making us fat, sick, and dumbed down. So all you liberty lovers need to go to the InfoWars store right now. We've got 30% off of BrainForce, 30% off Supermale Vitality, Survival Shield X2, 30% off. We've got a lot of things bundled for you as well. So go ahead, take back your health, make your body great again in 2017 at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a lot of great specials going on for you. These are life-changing formulations, and I know I've already kind of started before 2017 began because I wanted to save my New Year's resolutions for something else, and we know we are really going to have to be fighting back against this globalist agenda that's out there, like the season of civil disobedience that Al Sharpton is now promising everyone. This is going to be the season of civil disobedience in response to Jeff Sessions' nomination for Attorney General in the Trump administration. So this is the great race baiter Al Sharpton. He's an MSNBC host. He says that activists have planned a march in Washington on January 14th, of course, during the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. They're going to be protesting Jeff Sessions' nomination. With all the race baiting, the revision, the reworking of history to cherry pick events to help fit this narrative that's going to further divide people during the inauguration week. It's going to be a huge week there. And Michael Moore is also calling for massive amounts of people to attend the march, a women's march on Washington to protest Donald Trump's inauguration. They're expecting hundreds of thousands of people to be in D.C. So we need all of you liberty lovers out there as well, anyone who can get to D.C. and just fight back against this agenda that's being there and show up for Donald Trump. Show up for those of us who were able to push back against this globalist agenda. And it's not about fighting with people. It's not about saying, oh, you lost, you're a loser, we're the winners, get over it. It's about engaging in dialogue and showing them some facts. When they say that Donald Trump was making fun of a mentally disabled person, show them some video clips where, no, this is actually just a gesture that he always uses when he wants to reference someone who's just flustered and can't come up with a very good argument. Show them videos. Show them articles. Have a calm dialogue with people who truly think that this 2016, the election, was the end of their world. No, it's just, it is. It is, frankly. It's the end of that old paradigm, and it is time for the new paradigm to move in. We are going to hold Donald Trump to his word. We are going to check him. We're going to do our job at InfoWars. We're not just going to eat up everything he says and just believe that he's going to be some sort of savior. You know, once you're in Washington, you're there with the goblins. So we have to hold him to account as well. But what we have to do right now is fight back against this agenda and all the lies, all the disinformation, all the Meryl Streeps going out and lecturing to her comrades there in Hollywood. It is basically just a big self-congratulatory party where they're all saying, no, you're the best. No, you're the best. Ugh. Fight back against them, pushing the lies and causing people to actually cry, thinking that it's the end of the world because Donald Trump has become the president. It's really important that everybody gets out there, shows up, gets up off your butt, attends the inauguration if you have the ability to do that. But throughout the rest of the year, get up off your butt and put out some truth. Make the videos like Alex is always saying. Do your part to fight back and put some truth out there. Do your part in the info war. Stick around. Owen Schroyer is going to be joining me in studio coming up next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am your host for this hour, Leanne McAdoo, joined by Owen Schroyer. And we are going to use this long segment to talk about the new World Order and just point out all the pushback from the people who thought that they were going to be part of the real new world. We've been working on this plan for so long, at least 100 years, and now it's been foiled. We would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
You pesky conservatives.
So now we've got the
bitter clingers. Deplorables.
We've got the party of Davos waking up to the new world order. This is coming out of CNBC. So, of course, we know next week all your influential business leaders, lawmakers, Silicon Valley, all of the who's who and the what's the what is going to be descending on the Swiss Alpine resort of Davos next week. That's where they're going to get together, pat each other on the back, and talk about all of their ways that they're going to create this new world order and global society. But this is going against the backdrop of rising populism. And it's not just here in America, but we see with Brexit as well. Germany is trying to stop anything like that from happening there by just eliminating anything that they see as dissenting opinion or against the establishment whatsoever. There's actually challenging Facebook, saying we're going to fine you $500,000 if you don't take down what we deem to be fake news before their election, because they don't want it to get out of hand and take down their establishment candidate. So it's just very interesting that you have people like this Silicon Valley CEO, it's a tech CEO, suggesting that jobs are disappearing from middle America because educated people don't want to live in a s-hole with misogynistic, racist, stupid, and violent people. This is Melinda Byerly. She's the founder of a Silicon Valley-based startup company, Timeshare CMO. So this is a Facebook posting. This is how out of touch they are. This is how they think that they're going to talk to quote-unquote middle America, people who voted for Donald Trump, by calling them misogynistic, racist, stupid, violent people. And if you want us to bring jobs to your communities, then you have to stop being that way. They think people are violent, racist, misogynistic, and corporations aren't going to bring their jobs there because the people who run the call centers and what have you, they don't want to be that. They don't want to be next to you people. And meanwhile, they're the ones that are actually going out, being violent, being racist, kidnapping people, torturing them, and, you know, telling F white people, F Trump. So it's complete Wally world, complete upside down land that we're living in. And they still have not woken up to the fact that Donald Trump is going to be their president, whether they like it or not.
Well, this is part of the Trump effect, and these people are showing their true colors. People like Patton Oswalt going on Twitter. You know, you're either a total shill, but there's also some people that I've learned in during this whole Trump cycle that they really will just shill for anybody. They'll just totally shill for Trump. They'll shill for whoever is the popular one. They'll shill for anybody. So you're seeing the people who are kind of diehard liberals, the hearsay mafia, and then the people that will just sell out to anybody, whether it be Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or anybody. But you talk about the Davos get-together, which I think is coming up here pretty soon.
Right.
You know, a lot of these people, they just want to make money. And the new status quo with Donald Trump, I don't think is going to deter them necessarily from making money. It might present them new opportunities to make money. They might be, not be able to do it on the global platform in which they had wished to, that we know they've been trying to set up. But for a lot of these people, my guess is they still want to work with Trump. They don't see this as an end to their business models of making mass profit. So I would imagine that they'll eventually start to come around with this. We're already seeing the stock market have major booms, records almost daily. Mm-hmm. So these major economic financial people, I think, are going to start to come around for Trump. But again, they're not the liberals that are digging their heels in. They're not the sore losers that are embarrassing themselves on social media every day. There were a couple of them today on C-SPAN that were really quite embarrassing. I don't know if you wanted to talk about them, but like I said, people are showing their true colors now.
Right. And that's the thing, is that people have kind of woken up to just the fact that there have been some negative impacts on this globalization. And they're saying, wait a minute, we need to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. We don't even have a plan for what we're going to do, how we're going to employ people in the future with all this automation. So people are kind of pushing back against this because they've been selling us that how wonderful it's going to be, this globalization. It's very glamorous. But it's only a very select few who are benefiting from it. And so people are pushing back against what they see as these banking and tech billionaires, elected leaders, the Hollywood elite. They're the ones that are really benefiting from this system.
Well, it's a total rejection of reality is what it is. And it's the most amazing thing. You know, all this talk about the Obama legacy, okay? And I've been talking about the Obama legacy. What is the true Obama legacy? You know what the real Obama legacy is? Donald Trump. We elected Donald Trump. That's Barack Obama's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can sit here and we can try to hype it up. You know, people want to do battle over the stats, the job numbers, economic. Is it better? Is it worse? This, that, or the other thing. Okay, but you know what? What is the real Obama legacy? It's Donald Trump. We elected Donald Trump. Barack Obama campaigned for Hillary Clinton, okay? The part of the campaign of Hillary Clinton was to continue the quote-unquote progress that we've made in the last 8 years. And all of these liberals continue to praise this progress today. This is what I was talking about today. If you really want to know what is wrong with people on this level, Leanne, I would suggest you go and watch this segment that was on C-SPAN today. Tamika Edwards introduced Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. You can go on C-SPAN.com and you can watch this thing in its entirety. It's about 40 minutes long. But basically, they're talking about the federalization of education, okay? And I would say, based on what we've seen here lately, specifically with protesters and even more specifically with the torture of a young disabled person in Chicago, mm-hmm. that Democratic-run education is failing, mm-hmm. right? 2 + 2 only equals 5 until the person you told it equaled 5 to actually finds out it equals 4. So, okay, so you've got failed education, but you've got these liberals today that are talking about how the education program needs more federal funding. And Tamika Edwards talks about how it was so great going to public school and learning from Randy Weingarten. She talks about an experience she had, and I think, I don't know how this is ethical, how this was able to go down, but I guess in a New York City public school, she took her class, this is a high school class, and they campaigned for a local city councilwoman who won. So that's public money, that's your student being indoctrinated into a campaign via the professor. Now, again, I'm confused. I'm hearing her talk about this. She's bragging about this, and that woman ended up winning. Of course, it was a woman. This is the typical.
Well, it's just typical what you're seeing with these videos in college campuses where these teachers are basically creating their own little proxy army of
bingo
future communists.
That's exactly what it is.
Donald Trump and pump their own political ideology in the heads of these kids. Well, yeah. It's not about learning about what's out there.
I'm telling you, watching this segment opened my eyes so much to people always say, oh, it's the liberal education. You know, we need to look at the universities, how they've been liberalized. And of course, we hear that, you know, that's part of the hearsay thing. It's like, okay, it makes sense. You watch this segment. It explains all of it. You just nailed on the head. This Randy Weingarten, okay, look, she's probably a nice lady. All right, you know what? You're nice. You care about the kids, I'm sure. But you just nailed on the head, Leanne. She is more concerned about, let's say she has a classroom of 30 people. She is more concerned about sending those 30 people into the world as social justice warrior, virtue signaling. You know, that's all she's worried about. Not teaching them about the tax system. Not teaching them about history, the history of different political policies, the history of socialism, communism, you know, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. No. She just wants to send social justice warriors out into the world. And it was so clear to me when her former student, Tamika Edwards, introduced her, the story she told, and then the speech that Randy Weingarten made, the president of she wants to whine all day, the president of American Federation of Teachers. And by the way, the whole time, moaning and complaining about Donald Trump's nominee to the head of the education, Davos, I think is how you pronounce her name. I might be pronouncing that wrong. And complaining about Trump. They just politicize the whole thing, and then they do the typical thing. Oh, it's been so great over the last 8 years. And then 5 seconds later, everything is so bad. We need to make it better. More federal. It's like, wait, what is it?
I thought it was. Yeah. I thought you said America was already great. So they're just so confused with their own arguments.
They don't live in reality.
We've got college progressives at the University of Wisconsin-Madison trying to label conservative students as a hate group. So if you are conservative students, these are the Young Americans for Freedom. They say denounce Young Americans for Freedom and the alt-right. So they're just lumping everyone in with this alt-right movement that everyone gets lumped in with these super altered neo-Nazi racists. But they want to completely shut out any conservatives who might be thinking conservative things on campus. That's just too much for them. They don't want to have to deal with an ideology that is different than theirs. They're not to be confronted with anything that might challenge the way that they think. So they now want to label conservatives as a hate group, so that they're just going to be banned from campus, banned from having any of their bringing anyone on campus who is going to have any talks or anything that espouse these type of views. So this is what we're going to be dealing with in a few years when they graduate. And then there's also another story. I don't know if this probably kind of got pushed to the side, so you might not have heard about this. but there was a radical queer activist arrested for murder at the University of California, Berkeley. He's suspected of stabbing one woman to death on Friday and of injuring another in a separate incident. He was arrested by police in Burbank on Saturday afternoon. So this is he's a radical queer and anti-white activist. And here he is. There's a picture of him sitting next to California Governor Jerry Brown and billionaire activist Tom Steyer. So he's, you know, this big-time activist on campus, also very anti-white, saying, you know, the only proper thing to do with white America is annihilation. So then he goes on this alleged murder, stabbing spree, killed one woman and stabbed another in a separate incident. But guess what? The people are more outraged that the paper reporting this dared use the wrong pronoun to describe him. So they demanded the paper rewrite the story about this guy going on a rampage because they referred to him as he, and he prefers they. So they had to rewrite everything. Who cares if he's murderer, if he went on the staff? The issue here, the key is you need to use his preferred
pronoun. So wait a second.
They.
So let me get this straight.
They committed the murder.
So let me get this straight. You had an anti-white activist go on a killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
You had multiple terror attacks, but most recently the shooter into Fort Lauderdale Airport. You had a kidnap and torture video broadcast on Facebook. It was a hate crime. And Meryl Streep is going to get up on stage at the Golden Globes and tell you how bad Donald Trump is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the world we're living in now?
That's the world. That's
Meryl Streep's world?
She lost her mind over the fact that her girlfriend Hillary Clinton didn't win. Not
the truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is that Meryl Streep.
This is Meryl Streep, by the way, who pushed that whole thing that we're all from Africa.
Well, this is Meryl Streep, by the way, and this whole
we're
thing, by
African
the way, this is
American.
This is a totally selfish woman, is what this comes down to. Just the uttermost display of selfishness and ignorance was Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes, which I didn't watch. If it wasn't for her, apparently the whole thing would have tanked, though. So I guess maybe tip your hat to that. At least she drew him some attention. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to actually get this out there. I left this article on my desk. I don't know. You guys can find this article. It's written by Piers Morgan. Believe it or not, I'm going to actually use Piers Morgan as an example of actually truth in media here.
He's been doing some good, as long as he's not coming after the
judge. Maybe Alex Jones convinced Piers Morgan to come on to the real info war here.
Right.
But he writes an op-ed, okay, in response to Meryl Streep, and he points out the fact, I love this, he points out the fact that in 2003, Meryl Streep rose to her feet in applause over a child rapist, Roman Polanski, who wasn't allowed to be at those awards because if he stepped foot on American soil, he would have been arrested. And it was Meryl Streep who rose in applause for this rapist. A child rapist, Meryl Streep applauds for him. So I just wanted to remind you of that, Meryl.
Well, yeah.
How's that, Meryl Streep?
If you're part of those Hollywood elite groups, you're allowed to rape children. I mean, you're going to get a standing ovation as long as your art, you know, as long as people can appreciate your art, you can do what you want.
And we're going to be talking about that on the nightly news tonight as well with the recent legislation in California.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it's legalizing child prostitution. Others say that's just semantics. We're going to talk about that tonight on the nightly news. But there's no doubt, you know, we've heard the stories. We've seen the allegations. Charges have even been filed against some. So. But Meryl Streep, though, applauds.
Right.
That's nice. Thank you, Meryl.
Well, that's what she was truly offended by.
And you know what?
Donald Trump.
I think, you know what? We should be thanking the people like Meryl Streep. You know why? Because if it wasn't for people like Meryl Streep, it would make our job so much harder. Thank you, Meryl Streep. You have truly encapsulated the complete ignorance of the anti-Trump movement in one speech at the Golden Globes that nobody would have watched if it wasn't for your hatred of Donald Trump. So thank you so much, Meryl Streep. And hopefully our movement, which is a movement of reality, will continue to grow. And the failures like Meryl Streep will just be washed away like the rotting husks that they are.
Well, the thing that just was so offensive to me in her whole speech is that she's talking about someone in such a position of power as Donald Trump would be using it to push hate, to push this and that. Well, look at her. I mean, she,
right.
you know, Hollywood royalty, and she's using her time there at the acceptance speech platform to just push out all these lies against the incoming president, further fomenting a division in this country rather than bringing us all together. And it's the same lies. It's that Donald Trump wants to deport anyone who is an immigrant, anyone who's a foreigner here, which is a total lie. And there's a difference between people who are here legally and people who are here illegally who continue to break the law. But that doesn't matter. Facts do not matter when you're trying to push an agenda. You know, and so she's also going on to say that he mocked someone with a disability and using that position to bully others. That's all they do, is they use their position as Hollywood royalty to bully middle America that they think is completely stupid, racist, sexist, misogynist, and that we've, you know, started the apocalypse by voting in Donald Trump. That's how they see us. And so they are using their position to bully others on climate change, you know, on the way that we're allowed to vote. Or, I mean, it's ridiculous. Total hypocrisy, but this is the hypocrisy of the left that we're constantly ranting about.
Well, and how about how she comes out and she, like, takes a jab at people watching football, or she's like, all we'll have is MMA and football. It's like, actually, kind of all we already have is that. Most people know more about football than they do about politics. Probably 200 million people watch football this weekend in America, Meryl Streep, so I don't know what rock you're living under, but you crawled out from that rock and made a nice speech, didn't you?
Just thank God the people are finally waking up. These are not our heroes anymore.
Meryl Streep is helping, I'm telling you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAloo, joined by Owen Schroyer. And I would like to extend a thank you to Owen Schroyer.
Little
handshake there.
All right, then.
Because you were actually the prompt that helped me get my butt back in the gym.
Ah.
I will say it's because you were bullying me and harassing me, but it worked. I'm back in the gym. And we should all be back in the gym, making our bodies great again. That's why Alex Jones has introduced the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. Everybody knows Alex has really been working out pretty hardcore, and he wants all of us to join in with him. It's more important now than ever that we all fight back against all the toxic garbage that they're putting in our food, the water, the air. Constantly, we are under attack at every angle. We're fat. We're sick. We're dumbed down. How the heck are we supposed to fight against the globalists with that? So we are launching today the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again Super Sale Initiative at InfoWarsLife.com. Our bodies are our temple. It is time to take them back, honor that, fight against this onslaught. So during this 2017 Super Sale, all of our top InfoWars Life formulations are going to be on special. This includes Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality is at 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off, and so much more. These are all the InfoWars Life formulations that are designed specifically to counter the globalist attacks against our body, everything that's constantly under chemical siege at every single level. That's what these formulations have been created to do, is fight back against this onslaught. Go get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. These are life-changing formulations. Let's make our bodies great again in 2017, as we are also making America great again. Now, Owen, what you got for us?
Well, we saw this once. It was over the guns last time. The crybaby Democrats wanted to have a little sleepover.
A little sit-in.
You remember that? They did a little sit-in for gun control. Well, it was such a failing that they want to do it again. This time it's going to be led by Chuck Schumer. He's going to hold a pro-Obamacare Senate sleepover. Now, I want to read this. This is from the Daily Caller. Sorry I don't have the author of this in front of me, but this is actually funny. I hope old Chuck packed his blankie and his baba and his teddy bear. Somebody help him into his footy pajamas. It's time for the Democrats to hold a pajama bash and save whatever it is left that is their legacy. No, again, like I said, the Obama legacy is Donald Trump, period. When anybody tries to tell you the Obama legacy is this with jobs, this with the economy, this foreign relations, this, that, and everything, I don't even want to get involved in those debates anymore. Trump, period. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's Obama's legacy.
Republicans
Trump.
In the House and Senate, right, of course. Well, and I just want everyone to remind everyone what we saw from the WikiLeaks emails, that Hillary Clinton was totally on board with the repeal of Obamacare, but she said, we have to wait for the Republicans to do it. So this has been the plan all along, to repeal Obamacare. That's what they've got going. But we had Senator Rand Paul standing up, being very unpopular there. I think he was the only Republican to vote against this, the first step in repealing the Affordable Care Act, because they were tying it in to this budget proposal, which is going to increase the federal debt over 10 years, I believe $9.7 trillion that the American taxpayer would be on the hook for. Rand Paul was like, no, are you crazy? We have to repeal Obamacare, but we have to have a replacement for it at the same time. It's the only way it's going to work. And guess what? He got a phone call Friday night from Donald Trump, who says, thank you, Rand Paul. You've got my support. So I think that's awesome. I'm hoping that Rand Paul teams up, that he has a more, you know, important role there in the Trump administration.
You know who else got support? You know who else got support from Trump, but not from Obama? The governor, Rick Scott, in Florida.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, on what?
Went after the Fort Lauderdale shooting. Nothing from Obama.
Oh, that's right. I see. He's just so irrelevant at this
point. Fails again.
The fact that he's never talking, I don't even notice anymore. Join us, InfoWars Nightly News, tonight. Tonight, 7.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.